My very special guest in right now is Charlie McGrath from WideAwakeNews.com, joining us via cell phone with a Synapse cooking. Charlie, what's hot?
Hello, Vinny. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, well, pretty damn fabulous, all right? I had a great show, and I've just found out via Alexa.com, and I've had a look at all the other alternative news outlets in New Zealand that were bigger than me when I started, who were kind of my inspirations, and I'm now bigger than all of them. And that's only the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, not including the YouTube channel and Guerrilla Media, which the YouTube channel subscribed.
You know why? Because you never stop working, Vinny. You are always on a program. If it's not yours, it's someone else's. You're always filling in. You're always guest spotting. You're always saying yes to folks. That's why. You never stop.
You're absolutely right, bro. I mean, right after this, for example, I'm going on Alex Hunter's show on These Changing Times Radio. So it's just the case.
I have no doubt you'll be working until the wee hours of the morning, because that's what you do. And I appreciate it, because you've come on and guest spotted with me many times when I had somebody cancel, or way back in the beginning when it was getting hard to get people on. Last time you were on my program, you talked about how that always pays off, and you're right, it does. I mean, you know, I think it's, you know, we're in this together. Even though you're in New Zealand and I'm in Bozeman, Montana, we are certainly in this together as far as spreading truth and waking people up.
Yeah, yeah. I look at it like this. Hey, Charlie, have you got a tyrannical government that's trying to seize all your liberties and exterminate the rest of your population? I got a tyrannical government that's lying to everybody and is trying to kill all of us too. So,
is there anything,
at the end of the day, is there anything fundamentally that we disagree upon? No!
Yeah, no. And you know what? That's a great point, and I try to make that hard, especially right now, because we're in the middle of this asinine debate between red and blue, and, you know, the differences that separate most people, most average people in this country, they're token at best, but they're made to be the main focus, core issue, and to divide and conquer. But the truth be told, you know, these scumbags, as you call them, scumbaggery, as you say, you know, these guys are both red and blue, and their strategy is simple: divide and conquer. And, you know, we're about to have our first presidential debate up here, and it's amazing to me how all the attention is being focused on who will get the best gotcha moment, and then these issues that are irrelevant. You know, they're really irrelevant. The true issues are the creation of money in this country, our financial system, the spreading of Empire America around the world. These are the issues that we need to be hearing about that we're not. We're hearing about gay marriage and who looks better on camera.
And I did mention that on Jack Blood's show. I think I had to get up for 2:30.
Hello.
But what was funny is that he actually stopped me in the middle of it. As soon as I mentioned gay marriage, he was actually very angry that I brought it up on his show, sort of thing.
Who was this?
Jack Blood.
Okay.
And, well, mostly because all the politicians and stuff like that are using that, and they're basically, it's a non-issue, okay? Let me define that. Here's the issue with gay marriage. Should the government be involved and tell you who you can and can't marry in the first place? No. So, should gay marriage be illegal?
No.
But you don't need to legalize it in order for people to do it. People should just be doing it. And more to the point, you get to the this jump-off debate where it factionalizes people ad infinitum. Okay, you've got Christians coming out real angry at it, and you've got gays coming out really far apart it, and they start hating on each other, and everybody else who wants to just sit back and be reasonable and live their life as it normally is don't want to get involved, and it switches them off all debates, not just that one. And incidentally, they always seem to bring up that debate, that point. We're in the middle of election season when everybody should be debating the financial issues.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I mean, isn't it completely insane from somebody like you who's awake and you see what's going on, that we're sitting here in this country talking about these issues that, you know, maybe they're important to some people, maybe they're maybe they keep people up at night, but look, the issues that are truly important, they're not even being glanced over. The Federal Reserve, the military industrial complex, security industrial complex, the destruction of freedom through legislation that is onerous at best and completely and totally unconstitutional at worst. None of this is talked about because it's, you know, these are left for people to decide our fate behind closed doors. These topics are not talked about because I think if most people in this country understood these issues, we would have riots in the street, Vinny.
That's beginning to be more of a possibility, and there's a lot of doomsaying going on out there, Charlie, and a lot of people actually trying to prepare for this. And I also wanted to talk about for a little bit, or rather get you to talk about for a little bit, the emergency foods, because we've seen this QE3. We know that it's going to lead to hyperinflation, and we know that food prices are going up at a rapid rate. This is something I've not seen before in my lifetime. The speed at which it's becoming unaffordable to feed right. yourself, and the way to save yourself that hassle in the future is to secure and freeze the food prices as they are and buy them in bulk.
Right. And, you know, here's the deal. And for those that don't know, listeners that don't know me or that you're on my show quite a bit, you know, buyemergencyfoods.com supports alternative media, period. I mean, they believe in these things that we're talking about, and they are concerned about where we're headed, not just in the United States, but globally. And they're really great about supporting Vinny's program and supporting my program. And because of that, we talk about them. So, I mean, this is one of the reasons why we're having this conversation now, even though, you know, certainly we could sit and talk together on a radio program and not talk about anything other than scumbaggery. But it is important, and I am grateful to have them, and I know you are as well. You talk about food prices. I mean, we had a report came out 2 weeks ago showing 50% of the corn crop in this country is in poor to very poor condition, the worst it's been in 50 years. I'm looking at stories coming out of Europe right now, 18.2 million people unemployed, EU, record high unemployment in the history of keeping records, 1 in 10 people are depressed, 55% of the youth in Greece are now unemployed. This is what's happening in Europe, this is what's happening in New Zealand, this is what's happening on this planet. And the answer has been the same for the last, namely, for the last 4.5 years, which is we're going to spend a bunch of money that we don't have. We're going to print it out of thin air and we'll worry about inflation later. Well, you know what? QE3, it's a lie because it's not QE3. It's QE forever. Prices must go up. So even if you look at freeze-dried storable food as an investment, It is still a good idea to do it because for $1.50 a serving, you can buy food right now. You know, a month from now, 2 months from now, 6 months from now, it's almost impossible to think that could be the case.
It's a scary situation, and it is. I'd actually like to try some of those foods from emergency foods. I mean, they gave me basically my rent. This month is being paid specifically because Emergency Foods gave me that opportunity through you, Charlie. But I don't know what the foods taste like.
You what?
I don't know what the foods taste like, bro.
I've eaten lots of them. They're actually very, very good. I mean, they're high-quality food. They're completely certified GMO-free, and they're 100% tear the bag open. Put it in 6 ounces of boiling water, and 20 minutes later, you have a meal that's decent to eat. I mean, it tastes good, and it's packed with calories. And I know that's counterintuitive in the pop culture, but in a survival situation, calories equals life. So they're very good. I mean, it's very tasty. put it away, forget you have it, because it's going to last you 25 years. And when you do have to eat it, you don't have to worry about GMO garbage because there's none in it. And in a survival situation, we'll have food that is decent to eat. And you brought a QE3, and I'm looking at the clock, and I don't know how much time's left, but they do have, right now, Chris at BioEmergencyFoods.com, and I came up with the QE3 special right as Bernanke came out and announced he was going to do it. And if you go to BioEmergencyFoods.com and you buy $200 worth of product, they will give you a free portable water filtration bottle that'll purify 55 gallons of water, any water into potable water. And
leave it there. You can click on the Emergency Foods banner at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. See you.